Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Today is Solemnity of the Ascension, bumped to this Sunday. Father will give a brief reflection on the Ascension, then we'll get right into day three of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. Father.
Okay. All right, brothers and sisters, today at least in Washington, D.C., and I would say most dioceses in the United States of America, except for maybe seven or eight, today is Ascension Sunday. So Mother's Day, moms, happy Mother's Day. We celebrate the fact that our Lord ascended into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father to judge the living and the dead. And when the angels in the first reading appeared to him, they appeared in the image of two men. They say to the first apostles, basically, men of Galilee, why are you standing up there looking up at the sky? And basically, the angels are making a point. Apostles, you have a job to do. Jesus said, go out, therefore, and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You know, get to work. And we too, you know, as Catholics, we have a job to do. We need to get people to know Christ and get them into church, or I would say more specifically, back to church is probably a more urgent matter that we have to look at. And what are we doing to bring them back? And that's why we pray this Novena of the Holy Spirit, namely that we become better evangelists. And one of the ways that we can evangelize well is our piety. And that's what the gift that we are praying for today. And the gift of piety, and I don't want to dumb it down too much, but I want to make a simple explanation. It's the gift whereby we show love and reverence for the things of God and his teachings simply because we love God. I mean, it's just we want to treat our Lord with the utmost respect that he deserves, because he is a loving Father and he's our God. And that doesn't mean just in as God himself, but also his teachings. We have a reverence for his teachings. We have a reverence for statues of Our Lady that represent, you know, the Mother of God. We have a respect for places of prayer. We love his friends, the saints, his representatives. We have a respect and love for the hierarchy. But also in this, we also have respect and love for our country, believe it or not. Piety involves a love of country, you know, because God gave us a place to live, and we have to love, our nationality and so forth. So there's, and I think too, it's very moving when you see someone approach God with love and devotion, and it really is, I would say, attractive to people. So let's go into and ask for the gift of piety today, and ask our Lord to strengthen it with us. And I would say, especially with the Eucharist, you know, ask the Lord to show us, you know, that not to get used to going to the Eucharist, and to show the proper love and devotion we should towards the Holy Eucharist. Okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thou, O Consoler's best, visiting the troubled breast, does refreshing peace bestow. The gift of piety. The gift of piety begets in our hearts a filial affection for God as our most loving Father. It inspires us to love and respect for his sake persons and things consecrated to him, as well as those who are vested with his authority, his Blessed Mother and the saints, the church and its visible head, our parents and superiors, our country and its rulers. He who is filled with the gift of piety finds practice of his religion not a burdensome duty, but a delightful service. Where there is love, there is no labor. Come, O blessed Spirit of piety, possess my heart and kindle therein such a love for God that I may find satisfaction only in his service and for his sake lovingly submit to all legitimate authority. Amen. Okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And seven glory bees for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the inerrant keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you, I live and move and have my being. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your graces and perspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness, holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds and trusting his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart. I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father, Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak word, your servant heareth. Prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, O Lord Jesus Christ, who we're sending into heaven, did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, dying to grant the same Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the Spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of the world, and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the Spirit of understanding, the light of my mind, and the light of your divine truth, the Spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the Spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the Spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the Spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the Spirit of fear, that I may be filled with loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples and animate me in all things with your Spirit. Amen. Hey, folks, happy feast day. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.